As we go to the table of the Lord tonight, I think where we ended today's message is a perfect place to remind us, to cause us to remember at this communion table. The 18th verse of 1 Peter 1 says, "For as much as ye know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain habits by the traditions of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for you, I got a note from a brother in Christ who observed the last couple of weeks we had not done a communion. If that be a fault, forgive me. But I want to take the opportunity to say, that all those who are hearers that hearken diligently to the Word of God, that at this table, you need not priest or minister. Peter will tell us later that through Christ we are all priests. But, you know, priest and the communion table are of traditions of our fathers. This wine, this bread at this table, these are corruptible things. They spoil. They are but symbols to remind us, to bring us to remembrance of how we were redeemed. You don't need, I don't need, I certainly don't need a priest to say some words over these elements and change them. I need the Spirit of God, which He has promised, to draw my mind to remembrance of Jesus, to bring me into co-union with Him. This is a wonderful faith activity that Jesus instituted for us. It's not some mystical thing which Many in the Church of Jesus Christ have reduced it to it's not some examining of ourselves to see whether or not we qualify. There is not one of us that qualified for what God has done for us. It is a place to remember Jesus as a lamb without spot or blemish. It says in the book of Revelation, and we have to go all the way to the end of the book, it says, the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. It says here, who truly was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Who by him do you faith in God? Speaking of God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God and not by the vain traditions of our fathers. These two elements, the bread, representing, as Christ told us, his body, which was given for us, who in the spirit of the prophet that didn't have all the understanding that we have today, because he was 700 years before the manifestation of this promise, but Isaiah tells us that our shalom, that our whole being, that our wellness that which was required for our wholeness and our wellness was upon him, that is Jesus, and that by his stripes, that is by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. This is a promise. To everyone to whom the good speaking God has chosen to be his own. There be some in the sound of my voice who are going through a sickness or disease or illness, who have not seen their healing manifest. Excuse me, but God, who is faithful, has promised. And as in 2 Samuel 7, God made astounding promises to David, which were not necessarily manifest in David's life, David's response to the faithful one who had promised was, God, do as you have said. He had that boldness, the freedom of speaking to his Father and to our Lord Jesus Christ. And faith is acting on a promise. That promise, as real as the Lord declaring that he laid on Christ all our iniquities, it also says he laid on him, or he, that is Jesus, took upon himself all our sicknesses and infirmities. And with boldness and by faith, we take this bread and say, with his stripes we are healed, and continue and say, Father, do as thou hast said. Take it in Jesus. That's an earthly promise. That's one in the flesh we can trust in. We can put all our trust in. This cup represents that. Which God has provided as the guarantee of our citizenship in heaven. We are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Which in God's will was foreordained before the foundations of the world. And before the foundations of the world, he chose us. And named each and every one of us. And as we remember Jesus, this we do remember, that we were redeemed not with corruptible things, not by the traditions of our fathers, but by the blood, which represents the life of Jesus Christ. Not only by grace are we redeemed, not only by unmerited favor. Here is the unmerited favor that God, Jesus, gave his life for the ungodly. For us, for each one of you, and for me. And as we take this cup, we take it by faith with all hope. With all hope. In God, who placed us in Christ. Remembering Jesus, take this cup, thanking God for what in Christ He has done for you. And as oft as you do this, you don't need me. You don't need a priest, a bishop, a cardinal, a pope. You don't need a minister. You need to discern through this cup. What a great work has been done for you by Jesus Christ. Take it. Amen, Jesus.